Thank you and good morning. Eureka police are asking for the public's help in regard to a suspected assault between two transient men that sent one man to the hospital with life-threatening injuries on Tuesday. Officers arrived at the location at the foot of Del Norte Street and found the 30-year-old victim, Brandon Sparler, suffering from major injuries. Sparler was unable to assist officers in any way before he was taken to the hospital for treatment of his injuries. Police do have a person of interest they'd like to speak with, an adult male named Rocco, who was known to share Sparler's encampment from time to time. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Eureka Police. Gary Lee Bullock is scheduled to go on trial on February 5th for the homicide and the torture of Father Eric Freed at the rectory at St. Bernard's Church in Eureka on January 1st. Bullock will also face arson and felony vehicle theft charges at his trial. The arson charges stem from the suspicion that Bullock attempted to start a fire as he was leaving the rectory in order to cover his tracks. The vehicle theft charge stems from the suspicion that Bullock stole Father Freed's car in order to get back to his residence in Southern Humboldt. Judge Marilyn Miles presided over the preliminary hearing and determined that there is enough evidence to hold Bullock over for trial. The Coast Guard responded to a distress call from the 62-foot fishing vessel Joe Marie as it sank at the entrance of the Chetco River at just past 8 o'clock on Monday night. A 47-foot motor lifeboat and a helicopter were dispatched from Air Station North Bend to assist, and Coast Guardsmen rescued all four crewmen on board the vessel, although a dog that was on board has gone missing. The fishing boat sank in the middle of the channel with only its upper superstructure above the water, and it blocked all traffic into and out of the mouth of the river. The skipper reported that the Joe Marie was headed into port when a series of 9-foot waves pushed the vessel into the north jetty and then back into the middle of the channel where it sank. There were no injuries reported, and despite having nearly 3,000 gallons of fuel on board, there were no reports of contamination of the water. The sheriff's office began an investigation on Monday into a vandalism case in which a billboard located off Highway 101, 200 yards north of the Bayside Cutoff in Arcata, was completely cut down. Due to the other cases of billboard vandalism, a representative for the company managing the signs had installed several trail cameras in the area. Deputies checked the trail cameras and witnessed a male suspect in possession of a hammer and a battery-operated saw. The suspect was wearing a hoodie, lightweight hiking boots, and a backpack. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The California Highway Patrol responded to a motorcycle accident on Highway 199 in the Crescent City area on Tuesday. 71-year-old Grants Pass, Oregon resident Arthur Guilfoyle was headed southbound on his bike when he attempted to negotiate a curve in the wet roadway. His rear tire began to slide and Guilfoyle lost control and his bike left the roadway. The motorcycle rolled onto its left side, trapping Guilfoyle underneath. He suffered moderate injuries and was taken to the hospital for treatment. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our Job Shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state of California is currently facing one of its driest winters on record. The lack of rainfall has pushed Governor Jerry Brown to declare a drought emergency and advise residents to reduce their water use by 20%. Although drought conditions in Humboldt County are not as severe as other parts of the state, the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District is still making preparations for the future. Division 2 Director Sherry Wu explains.
We are entering into our, they call it the Water Supply Contingency Plan. And what that means is the staff of Humboldt Bay Water District, and all the munis as well, they're kind of starting to do some planning.
Wu went on to describe the importance of Ruth Lake and how it factors into the district's plans.
Ruth Lake right now is, I think, about 55% full. And so what does that mean? You know, we don't have the industrial mills, you know, the pulp mills, that use anymore. So right now we have our 10 MGD for the municipal users. How long will that last with the reservoir at 55%? So they're kind of going through those estimates now.
According to the National Weather Service, the drought is expected to continue in the Pacific Northwest through the end of April. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.